Hello, my friend. Let's talk about money. What do you think about money? If you had a friend named Money, how would you describe your relationship with her? Is she fun and easy to be with and you love her? Or is she hard and really not good enough and you ignore her? Money. You have a relationship with her whether you think you do or not. So let's dive in and talk about your relationship with your friend, Money. Grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's talk friend to friend. Do you want to build solid self-confidence and to know your next step is the right one? Do you find yourself feeling lonely and wondering if God has forgotten you in your singleness? Hello and welcome to the Single Christian Woman Podcast. I'm Sharon Lamar, party of one expert until the age of 52. Remaining single for what felt like a lifetime had me constantly questioning, am I good enough? And why had God forgotten me? It wasn't until I discovered the power coaching had to transform my thinking and build my relationship with God that my self-confidence skyrocketed and I was happier. In this podcast, you will find practical strategies, tips, and tools to help you strengthen two key relationships, the one you have with God and the one you have with yourself. So grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's chat friend to friend. Why are we going to talk about money? Well, have you noticed that there are certain topics that you really avoid talking about? And actually, we've been taught to avoid talking about them. For instance, we go to Thanksgiving dinner and you have been taught don't talk about politics because maybe Uncle Joe would get kind of off on talking about politics, or let's not talk about debt or the economy or stock market because somebody in the family who's going to be there just filed bankruptcy or is in terrible debt or whatever. And we also shy away from talking about death or divorce, serious health concerns, age, appearance, money, how much money we make, and also religion, sex, and sexuality. So there's lots of things that we kind of avoid talking about. And I think one reason we avoid talking about them is because, well, we're nervous about how the conversation will go. Will it be an open exchange of ideas and perspectives? Or will it become kind of more a who's right and who's wrong contentious kind of exchange? And also, I think that we avoid talking about certain things because we're afraid of what we'll see in the faces of those that we're sharing our perspective with. Will those people who are listening to us be rolling their eyes? Do they curl up their lip, kind of looking at you wide-eyed with an air of kind of disgust that you would even be thinking what you're thinking, let alone saying what you're saying? And I think sometimes money can be one of those topics we're nervous about talking about them. And I think part of it is because we don't know for ourselves what we think about it. And so that's one of the reasons we're talking about money today, is I want you to be self-confident, not only in how you think and feel and talk about money, but all those other topics as well. So I want you to explore for yourself what you think about the different aspects of money, to allow yourself to become intimate with what you think and believe, so that when the topic does come up, if you choose to participate, you at least know at the beginning where you stand on something, what you think and believe and what your opinion is, and that you're then more comfortable participating in an open exchange of ideas and perspectives. And I think also it's important because I think often we are socialized as women to let other people, predominantly men, do all the talking and we remain silent on such subjects, especially money, politics, the economy, stuff like that, and even spirituality sometimes. Now listen, if you decide you don't want to talk about money in a social setting or any of the other quote-unquote taboo subjects, that's okay. But at least know for yourself what you think and believe. What's your opinion? Do you even know? And the only way to know is to basically have a conversation with yourself about these topics. And that's one of the reasons that we're talking about money today. Oh, and hey, heads up, we're going to talk about the other topics too on this podcast. All right, so we're going to talk about all of the kind of taboo topics. Anyway, before we jump in, there are a few days left in March. So if you want to get on my calendar to grab your free one-to-one coaching session, and so I can help you through that conversation about money if you want. Grab a session and get on my calendar. Also, my April calendar is open, so you can jump on for April as well. And one more thing. I was just thinking, what else did I want to tell you before we get going about money? The Facebook group community. If you would like to become a member of the Facebook group community, in the show notes is a link that you can just copy and paste in your browser. It'll take you right to the Facebook community. Jump in there, join that. There'll be some questions that you'll answer, including asking you to share your email, which you'll want to do because that then automatically puts you on as an insider and you will get a weekly email full of lots of juicy tips and early bird access to any special offers in the single Christian woman community. So those were two things. You don't want to miss out on those. Okay, now for real, we are going to talk about money. I love money. I love having money. I love spending money. And my first real job was working in the school cafeteria during lunch periods when I was in the eighth grade. This was back in 1974, and I was paid a whopping $10 a week. I remember we got a raise. I think it was like $9.75 or something. We went up to $10, and I thought, this is like terrific. Anyway, I had a goal right off the bat. I wanted to save up money because I wanted to buy a 10-speed bike. I felt like I needed some better transportation than the transportation I had, which was an older bike, and I wanted a 10-speed. And I had my eye on one down at a store called Wonder World. That's a fun name for a store. And it was a blue 10-speed bike. And I knew that the price on the 10-speed was $60. So I thought, well, I need 7 or so weeks at $10 a week to be able to buy the bike. And then I could have my transportation. And so I did that. I saved up my money, went down to Wonder World and bought my bike. And as I think back at that time, I also reflect on the lessons my parents taught me intentionally and unintentionally about money. And that's where it begins, ladies, is what your parents taught you. And I remember, you know, they teach you stuff intentionally and unintentionally. And intentionally, I remember my parents teaching me the envelope method to budget my money. And following that method is what got me my 10-speed bike. I followed that method. But then unintentionally, they taught me that money was tight, it was scarce, it was hard to come by, and the only way to get money was to trade my time for money. And that in order to get more money, I needed to work at a place that paid more money, or I needed to work more hours. And they also taught me to go out and find a skill that companies would hire people to do that had that skill so that I could get money. So again, exchange of time for money. And I want you to consider your relationship with money because you have one. Whether or not you think you do, you have a relationship with money, and we all do. So let's think about it for a moment, just my relationship with money. Early on, my relationship with money, the one that my parents taught me to have. You know, if I think about money as my friend, my relationship back then was one where I wanted to get the most out of it I could, out of that friend. I was using it for one reason alone, to get what I wanted, and that I had to work really hard to keep getting it into my life. And so when you think about that kind of aspect of it, it's really not the best friendship, right? Not that great. So why does it matter whether, what or how you think about money? Well, remember what we know. Everything begins in your mind. How you think about money, your beliefs about money, generate an emotion, and from that emotion, you take action, and actions create the results in your life. So if we play that out for just a minute, and this will feel uncomfortable, the amount of money you have in your checking account right now is because of the relationship you have with money. It's because of how you think about money. Now, that can feel really stinky right now, okay? You not only have a relationship with money, you also have a relationship with your past and your future. And we began talking about those in last week's episode. And you're also in a relationship with your career, your goals and dreams, your body, your spirituality, and your sexuality. And like I talked about earlier, we're going to talk about all those relationships. As a single lady, I want you to consider your relationship with all the facets of you so you can become more and more confident in yourself. Because it is from that place of confidence, that self-confidence, that you then become the woman God knows you can become. And remember, the tenets of self-confidence, your ability to feel all your feelings, your ability to trust yourself, and the opinion you have of yourself. Your relationship with your friend money is nestled right there in all of that. So it's really worth talking and thinking about to have that conversation with yourself about money. You know, recently I heard someone say exploration leads to discovery, and I really like that. I mean, let's think about that in the context of exploring what you believe about money so that you then can discover your relationship with money. And from there, you get to decide what you want to keep or what you want to get rid of or make changes to. How do you want to dig deeper into that relationship? But in order to explore, you need to go somewhere maybe that you haven't been. And perhaps it's simply taking the time to do something you've never done, and that is to actually think about money. So let's do that. And how we're going to do that is we're going to do it the Sharon way. You're going to grab your pen and paper. And listen, I want you to think about that blank piece of paper as your friend, okay? That blank piece of paper is you having a conversation with yourself. You're writing down your answers to questions. And that blank piece of paper is so neutral. All it will do is accept what you tell it. It's not going to curl up its lip. It's not going to be judgmental. It's not going to tell you that you're crazy what you're thinking. It's not going to curl up and pull away. You know, so you're not being judged by the paper. It is totally open and wanting to hear everything that you have to say. It's like a friend, that piece of paper. Okay? So there you go. I went on a little tangent there for a minute. So let's explore your relationship with money. So some questions you might ask yourself are these. What did you learn from your parents about money? Remember, I was discovering that. So what did you learn from your parents about money? What is the best use of your money? Answer that question. What are your thoughts about debt? What does money have to do with happiness? And as you explore your relationship with money, just based on those four questions, what did you discover? What do you see on that blank piece of paper? Is your relationship with money abundant and easy and fun and you love it? Or does your relationship sound more hard? It's not enough. It's evil. You don't think it's important. What is your relationship like with money? And for an even better perspective about your relationship with money, you can look at it from three different vantage points. Okay, so one is creating money, spending money, and having money. So let's look at those for a few minutes. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So I was taught, talking about creating money, I was taught by my parents that I could earn money by trading time for it. Just like I did in the school cafeteria, I traded class time to work and earn money. And I did the same thing when I babysat, you know, other people's kids when you're a young woman or a teenager or whatever and you babysit. And I would trade my time watching other people's kids in exchange for, are you ready for this, 25 cents an hour. Now, to me, that was a horrible trade. Okay, I just hated it. Anyway, my dad traded his time by teaching elementary school and earning $4,000 a year for his first teaching contract back in Utah in 1960s, early 60s. My mother traded time for money by teaching kids to play the piano in our home. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with trading time for money. That's what most of us do. It's just good to have an awareness of that and to think about what you think about that. Are you okay with that? Do you like that? Do you like that exchange of how you're getting money? Another way that you can create money is by creating value. And I began learning that I could create more money even if I was still trading my time for money. And I could do that by creating more value for my boss. The better and more efficient I became at my work, at my jobs, my skills, the more valuable I became. And because of that, the more value I created for my boss, the more money I earned. I was creating money. I also learned from one boss that I could create more value by never coming into his office with a problem unless I had at least one solution. And he taught me to create value by simply using my amazing brain to take a stab at solving the problem. I practiced doing that and I created more value and thus earned more money for the very same job and the same number of hours I'd already been working. So you can also create money by creating your own value and offering it to the world. And we kind of began touching on that at the end of episode 15. And I think in that area where you're going to create value and share it with the world is an area where God can be fully present in your thought process. That's when you start thinking about what has He equipped you with that the world is in want of. What is the value that you can create because of who you have become, because of all that you've been through? And are you ready and willing to offer that to the world? And then ask yourself why or why not. It's really good questions to ask and answer as you think about that aspect of your relationship with money, the aspect of actually creating money. Let's talk about spending money. Okay, remember my eighth grade self? I wanted money for one reason. What it would give me, a 10-speed bike. This is the aspect of money that most of us are really good at, spending money. So let's talk about that for a few minutes or seconds. Here are some questions to ask yourself to explore spending money and your relationship with that aspect of money. Which do you have more of, money or stuff? Why do you think that is? Think about it. Do I have more money? Or do I have more stuff? When you look around your house or your apartment, whatever, do I have a lot of stuff and very little money? Or do I have money and very little stuff? And why do you think that is? A couple of insightful questions to ask yourself are, what are your three best purchases? And what were the net benefits of those purchases? Okay, and this is an interesting exercise. One of the best three purchases I ever made was my membership on two online dating sites. That's how I met my husband. The other two were in the house and property that my husband and I bought about 5 years ago and the tuition that I paid to go to coach certification school. And I'm going to add even one more. I will add the tuition that I paid to be in the six-month mastermind program I'm in. And the benefits of those purchases, it's interesting, they're all similar. They are all stretching me or did stretch me further, and that has helped me develop rock solid self-confidence, where I'm learning more and more to feel my feelings, to trust myself, and improve the opinion I have of myself. It's money well spent. And then the flip side questions are, what were your three worst purchases and what were the net consequences? My worst purchases was me purchasing things in order to have people think a certain way about me. Those were terrible purchases. I felt manipulated. I felt manipulative. And it was just icky. So it's interesting to think about. Do you spend money to feel good or do you feel good and then you spend your money? Think about it. Okay. The last one is having money. A question to ask is one that we talked about briefly. Do you have more stuff than money? And why is that? If you were to list out all the stuff you own and put a dollar figure on it, let's say you're going to have this big giant garage sale and you're going to sell everything that you currently own, what would someone pay you for the stuff that you own? It's just kind of an interesting exercise. How much money do you currently have? Not stuff, but money. Do you have more stuff than money? Maybe think about that. I would offer up that maybe if you have more stuff than money, maybe it's really not money that you like, it's stuff that you like. You like what money can buy. It's just something interesting to know and explore and discover. So we have begun exploring and discovering your relationship with money. And you have a bunch of really good questions to ask yourself to help you in the process of exploring and discovering that relationship. And I hope what you'll do is slow down, grab that paper and pen, and answer the questions, dumping out your money beliefs out on the paper so you can look at them. Remember, it's only when you see it in front of you that you have authority over it, and you can decide what you want to keep, what you want to get rid of, what you want to do different. So I hope that this episode helps you explore and discover and grow a healthier relationship with your friend, money. You are amazing, my friend. Remember, join the Facebook group and drop me your email in there so that you can become an insider. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in the group and talking to you in emails as well. Love you. Thank you for joining our conversation. See you next week. Thank you, my gorgeous friend, for spending a slice of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with one of your single girlfriends? Also, please take a moment to do two things. Leave a written review wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show. I love hearing how the show inspires you or makes you think. Until next week, remember, God loves you and so do I. Bye.